Wendler 8th grader Eunice Kim spoke almost no English when she started school in Anchorage in kindergarten. And she says that made her the target of school bullies.
When I was in elementary, I couldn't really talk well, so I would kind of use my hands to sign. Or if I didn't know something, I was always, I guess in a way I was afraid to say stuff because I know I would pronounce it wrong or something, and then kids would tease me, so I usually try not to say stuff.
Eunice says her single father was gone to work when she got up for school in the morning and often didn't come home until she was asleep. And she said she didn't want to bother her main caretaker, her elderly grandmother, with her problems. Meantime, the teasing continued and led to name-calling, pushing, and hitting, Eunice says, and more recently to cyberbullying, including ridiculing posts on Facebook and insulting text messages.
It's kind of messed up in a way because nowadays, lots of kids are suiciding themselves because of one text message or one message. And I think even though people say that you need to be strong because it's life and more harder things are going to come, people need to know that even one sentence can destroy someone and could turn their whole life around.
Eunice is now a member of Wendler's anti-bullying group, Friends of Rachel. She says the group is finally giving her a place to talk about the problem and figure out what to do, and to find constructive ways to stand up for herself and others who are bullied, she says.
Ever since I joined, I was able to get more confidence and be able to go out into crowds and talk more.
Tierra Warren also has a history of being bullied. The eighth grader says she's a target because she's overweight.
I was verbally bullied in my classroom. They would call people fat, and they would push you or hit you or something.
Like Eunice, Tierra didn't want to burden her already stressed out family with her bullying problem. The pushing and hitting was painful, but the words they said often hurt most.
It made me really sad, and it hurt, and it made me a lot of emotions, and I felt like I had to keep it bottled up, and I really didn't have anyone to talk to and stuff, so and I had people who were my friends tell me not to listen to them, but when it's going on every day, it's hard.
Tierra says as soon as she heard about the Friends of Rachel group, she knew she wanted to join. Stephanie McElroy teaches Spanish at Wendler. She also heads up the anti-bullying group that Eunice and Tierra are part of. The group is named for Rachel Scott, the first student killed in the Columbine massacre.
Rachel's family created the organization to, create more of an atmosphere of kindness and compassion throughout schools.
28-year-old McElroy helped set up the program at Wendler because it has special meaning to her. In 1999, she was a sophomore at a high school near Columbine when the deadliest high school massacre in U.S. history took place there on April 20th. Bullying played a central role in the tragedy, and the incident brought it into the national conversation. McElroy hopes the Rachel's Challenge program will prevent bullying and a tragedy like Columbine from ever happening in Anchorage.
Middle school and high school can be a really, really tough time for kids. And it can be hard to feel like there's anyone there that, is there to listen. And so for me, this group really just hit home, and I wanted to become a part of it right away to help kids to have an outlet for what they're going through.
The Rachel's Challenge program is based on an essay that Rachel wrote about how going out of your way to show compassion can start a chain reaction. Students meet weekly to share experiences and work on projects. In an effort to start a positive chain reaction at Wendler, Eunice, Tierra, and about 50 other kids in the group recently produced a series of YouTube videos where the students speak directly to the camera.
Even if they say they wouldn't care, if someone bullied them,
I know they would. Everybody deserves respect.
But you'll never be respected until you first learn how to show it to others.
No act of kindness is too small.
Start a chain reaction.
The videos are airing on local TV stations as public service announcements through June. Several other schools throughout the Anchorage School District are also using the Rachel's Challenge program. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.